Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. House, by just a one-vote majority, is advancing articles of impeachment against U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans failed to do the same thing last week.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
Mayorkas now becomes the very first cabinet official to face impeachment since the 1870s. Several House Republicans say he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors over his handling of the U.S. southern border. The White House is pressuring lawmakers in Congress now to quickly pass a new $90 billion-plus foreign aid package.
The president urges the House to send this legislation to his desk immediately so that he can sign it into law.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, it was part of the earlier rejected bipartisan border security deal, but is now being passed by U.S. senators as a standalone bipartisan funding package for allies overseas. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has opposed direct foreign aid spending on Ukraine in the past. However, now the bill includes spending for Israel and Taiwan as well. National political polls continue to say the same thing. Most American voters do not want to see a Biden-Trump rematch for president.
According to the Reuters Ipsos poll, Trump has the support of 37% of respondents, while Biden holds 34%. Additionally, 10% of all respondents expressed intentions to vote for other candidates, while 12% said they don't plan to vote at all. I'm John Schaefer.
DoorDash, Uber, and Lyft drivers are going to strike this Valentine's Day. A group called Justice for App Workers mentioned they'd planned for drivers to stage pickets outside airports and Uber offices, especially between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in close to a dozen cities. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin's in good condition now following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, who was in charge on an interim basis. Austin will now work from home. The Defense Secretary was hospitalized last month for an infection related to surgery for prostate cancer. A food recall you need to know about if you shop big retail. Corey Myers has more.
A nationwide dairy recall linked to a deadly listeria outbreak now includes products sold at Costco, Walmart, and other major retailers. The recalled products include snack wraps, taco kits, salad kits, and other foods made by Rizzo Lopez Foods Incorporated. Health officials have said evidence linked the company's dairy products to an ongoing deadly listeria outbreak that's been happening since 2014.
Grunge rock band Pearl Jam is heading out on tour, announcing stops this spring after the release of a new album. Eddie Vedder and his Seattle rock band will begin their tour in Vancouver on May 4th. They'll do shows in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Portland before then heading to Europe. After that, the grunge rockers will return to the U.S. in August for 11 shows, including in Chicago, Boston, and New York City. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have Rick Manning with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, you know, survived another Super Bowl. A good game. you know, all things considered, and I think the networks monitored their Taylor Swift exposure, and so she didn't have to send them an invoice, I guess, because I think it was only about four or five times they cut away to her, but she said if it was going to be egregious, she was going to send them an invoice, right?
Well, you know, the irony is, I think that the people who advertise that spent $7 million for a half minute of advertising should have thanked them for doing that, because their viewership was up pretty significantly and across all platforms. And you know, I think part of it is Taylor Swift fans sitting in front of the TV hoping to get a glimpse of Taylor Swift. It's a and so, you know, they didn't know what was going on the football field and
didn't matter.
Didn't care, but exactly. They wanted something. They wanted 87 to do something, so they switched to the box of Taylor Swift. And they couldn't understand why 87 wasn't getting the ball more. The whole first half, he only got one completion for 1 yard. It,
right.
Hardly any Taylor Swift opportunities when he's not being, you know, he's not doing anything. So, you know, all in all, it's a, if I were an advertiser and I got exposure to more eyeballs than I paid for, and, you know, and I knew it was Swifties, I would be pretty happy. And I was kind of surprised by the Super Bowl advertising. Some of it was, in fact, not male-directed. It was female-directed, which was somewhat surprising.
Yeah, they kind of knew in advance what was going on, obviously. Yep. Rick, that aside, let's talk about what's going on here. You know, the Democrats, the establishment, deep state, permanent state, whatever you want to call it, they are becoming quite overt and making it quite obvious that it's not about the American people determining whether it will be Biden or Trump running for president. It's who they want to run for president and be president. Am I starting to see something that heretofore we just were under the delusion that somehow the American people had a say in all this?
We have the scariest thing that is possible has come about, and your listeners who have heard me before know that I am not a fan of Joe Biden, okay? I believe Joe Biden is corrupt. I believe he is unfit to be president in every way. Having said that, the special counsel who said, gee whiz, he violated the law 10 times a Sunday, he shouldn't have had this stuff, but he was cooperative. And, oh, by the way, he didn't remember he was vice president. This is the special counsel, very, very simply, should have written that Joe Biden is, you know, committed offenses that warrant prosecution. However, because he's president of the United States, he is immune from prosecution while he's in office. There's, according to the Office of Legal Counsel, which is, this is precedent from back when Nixon was president, and it was affirmed in the 80s under Clinton, and it went actually in the early 90s under Clinton.
Clinton, right.
So you have a, so he could just say that. That's his report.
Mm-hmm.
He chooses instead to add on, and besides, I'm paraphrasing, he's a doddering old man who can't remember when he was vice president, but he would be very sympathetic to the jury, so we wouldn't be able to get a conviction. Okay, so he's too...
Did he channel his James Comey on that? Is there a law book that James Comey drew from as well? And because it seems like it comes from it comes from remnants of Comey's conclusion with the Hillary Clinton case.
Absolutely correct, and it is a and that ties some threads together.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he didn't have to do that, he did it because he was providing Joe Biden two things. One thing, and he's providing the Democrats a second thing. He's providing Joe Biden effectively immunity,
mm-hmm.
saying we're not going to prosecute you. DOJ is not going to prosecute you on this. So you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Almost forever, because that'll be the basis even post his presidency, right?
Correct. And then he was also giving the Democratic Party a present. The Democratic Party has been wanting to figure out a way to get around their Joe Biden problem,
mm-hmm.
and without having to defeat him in a primary,
or even exercise the 25th Amendment,
right? Which, and the reason they couldn't exercise the 25th Amendment or do the primary, if they had brought up that Joe Biden was not mentally competent and made that kind of common knowledge,
mm-hmm.
they would have ended up with a primary. They would have ended up not being able to control the outcome of that primary. And they didn't want to have a Bernie Sanders situation or somebody of his ilk being their nominee and effectively getting destroyed by Donald Trump and the general. So
are they setting this up for the convention?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really what it all comes down to. All roads, all exits for Joe Biden and all new assignments are going through the DNC's convention.
Absolutely correct, which is at the beginning of August. And so that leads you to the problem that they've been voicing out loud is Kamala Harris is the worst candidate in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They won't say she's a stupid person,
yeah.
But Biden's still the smartest one in that administration. But it's at least
with half a brain. That's amazing.
Yeah. And so consequently, they've got a Kamala Harris problem. Her problem is that people don't like her. So she would get the nomination absent Biden because she's the vice president, and it would seem in the Democrats that's kind of how the polling works with them. But
they don't like her, but she's not good. I mean, come on. I mean,
right.
you have to. The reason that she's there is Merrick was suspended. The entire Biden administration, 4 years of Merrick thrown out the window, it's checking boxes. And she is the queen of the box checking group, right?
Well, she came. Biden had his own binder full of black women, and she got the top of the list.
Yeah.
But she was actually the inside story that I've been told is that she was Obama's choice.
Mm-hmm.
To be vice president. So we'll talk about what they're going to do about their Kamala Harris problem once we
but,
come
but,
back.
But you kind of misspoke accidentally about Michelle Obama, and I think some people don't see that as a problem. They see that as an opportunity and maybe even the saving grace that could come out of the convention, and that is Michelle Obama somehow gets the nod.
That is their goal. That is their goal. You put your finger on it.
You've heard it here, ladies and gentlemen, and that isn't the first time, okay? And I know a lot of people out there are talking about that possibility. And on some sense, you know, when you look at it as a contest, it could make some sense, as popular as she is. But can she really withstand a true scrutinized presidential campaign? More from Rick Manning after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Rick Manning. You want to go to getliberty.org for all the information and follow what's happening on the Beltway. What's happening with your government? You have to engage. The reason the government is getting away with this, and I get it that you're getting frustrated, but don't get frustrated. Do something about it. Yeah, getting frustrated, you're just sitting there on the couch watching this, and then you get you're on a roller coaster ride. You're engaging, you're disengaging. I mean, here we are. We're 9 months away And again, you hear this all the time. The most serious, the most critical election of our lifetime. I believe this more than ever because we're so much further down the road that Rick Manning, if we lose this election coming up, I mean, Marxism, social totalitarianism is in full bloom in the United States and the great American idea is snuffed out. I don't see it any other way. Do you?
I really don't. And I will. The reason for that is the things that we know they're doing now, in terms of censorship, in terms of using the federal government as a and lawfare, the Department of Justice as a weapon against their political opponents. The things we've observed them do over the last 4 years, you know, the First Amendment is a dead entity at this point. They have criminalized objecting to the whether or not an outcome of an election was legitimate, was honestly done. You're not allowed to do that if you're a Republican. That's the new rule. You'll get
or 70%.
Donald Trump,
or 70% of voters to say that. Right.
Donald Trump is being prosecuted for that, for objecting to what he believed to be an unfair electoral outcome and pursuing every legal measure to be able to get to determine whether it was fair or not. He's being prosecuted by a special counsel for that. Donald Trump, we know that. There's a report out by a guy named Matt Taibbi who did a lot of went through a lot of the Twitter emails and kind of he's a left-wing journalist, but he went through the Twitter emails and we've got some pub on that in the past. He's done investigations along with some other liberal journalists, and they discovered that the CIA had, in fact, ran an operation using foreign intelligence services to entrap Trump associates in 2015, 2016, and which led to the Russia collusion. Now, those of us who were paying close attention to that were saying that a long time ago.
I was going to say, this is for many of us, that this is nothing new. But the fact that you have leftist journalists that are seeing this and stepping up to their responsibility, you know, as the fourth of state of our government is it's interesting that it's now coming out at this time. This goes back to what you said earlier in the first segment, Rick, is that those who have been controlling the message are in a sense allowing this to happen. They're using this to their advantage. So we need to be wise about this and not think, oh, just because there's a game being played here, and it's a bit of a game of jujitsu, and that is that they want our momentum, our mental and political momentum, to be moving in a certain direction so that they can take advantage of us, is the way I see this playing out. Do you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The reason I even brought that up, because it's, all your listeners know this is true. It's just that now that other people are figuring it out. The dots that were connected, though, were ones we suspected were true, but didn't know. Donald Trump declassified, at the end of his presidency, declassified documents that proved that that occurred, according to this report. And those are the documents that Donald Trump's being prosecuted over, because the FBI and the DOJ said they didn't approve their declassification. So the entire declassification fight that exists, you know, Trump, Biden getting off and while he broke the law and Trump being prosecuted when he didn't, all that's about them trying to retrieve documents that Donald Trump declassified that showed that the CIA had in fact engaged in activity out of the London office, which was directly a point to try to take down his presidency, his candidacy, and then his presidency.
Well, this is a derivation of Watergate all over again, is what you're saying, Rick.
And it's 100 times worse than anything. Watergate, the break-in at the RNC, at the DNC by Watergate, was some guys went in and they got the files on Larry O'Brien, who was the DNC chairman at the time, who Richard Nixon hated, and Larry O'Brien hated Nixon. Larry O'Brien's most known for being the chairman, the head of the NBA for about 5-10 years. But he was they got files on Larry O'Brien and out of the DNC. They didn't try to, they didn't get files on Hubert Humphrey. They didn't get files on George McGahn, anybody who was running for president. This was like, oh, let's go get files on the guy who the boss hates. And because let's see if we can get something on the guy the boss hates. That's stupid. Okay. That wasn't influencing an election. This is about our CIA actively seeking to influence an election using their international contacts and thinking nothing of it. And when you think about that in reverse, you have to guess that those same people go to our CIA and say, hey, what can you tell us about the people who are running for office in our countries that not allow them to win as well. This becomes really, really big and really, really scary. And it dwarfs Watergate. And we have our Department of Justice prosecuting Donald Trump for declassifying those documents and having those documents to protect himself. And that's what that prosecution is about. When you think about the implications of the FBI and DOJ prosecuting somebody because they have documents that prove that the CIA engaged in unlawful activity and prosecuting a former president of the United States for that. When you think about the ramifications of that,
it's a whole other ballgame because the fact of the matter is that nothing has been done. They live another day. This is how they've been able to continue.
Yep.
They're like cockroaches. Life goes on. They scamper to get out of the way. Exactly.
No political ramifications.
No consequence.
For it. And,
exactly.
And you sit. So when you sit there and you say you tie it together, and folks, we have to vote. We have to go out and win. We have to do everything we can to drain this swamp. It is nastier and more toxic than anything anybody ever believed. We have to do that. And because these things can't be allowed to happen in a free country.
You can't allow cheaters to win. When cheaters win, you get people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi.
Well, the entire constitutional premise of our government is a government that acts at the consent of the governed.
Yes.
And when the government itself is defining who can give consent and who can't give consent, when they're attacking that very premise, the underlying premise of the Constitution is gone, and in fact the legitimacy of our government goes away. We have to fight for America. This is the fight for America. And I just, if you're not registered to vote, register. If you are registered to vote, register 3 of your friends and make sure that we win so big that they can't steal it in 2024.
People need to really appreciate, we got 30 seconds left here, Rick. This is truly about liberty, isn't it? I mean, bottom line, we are either a free people or we're not, right?
That's exactly right. We are either a free people or we are not. And in a country where you can't contest an election without getting prosecuted, that would not be a free country. So right now, we're not. We have to restore freedom. And when Joe Biden gets up and says, like he did yesterday, you're either American or you're Trump.
Hey, everyone.
That's it.
Well, guess what? He's not American.
Word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan at an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services among Americans. Housing and shelter costs were primary contributors, although reduced gas prices partially mitigated the overall increase. Core prices, excluding the volatile categories of food and energy, escalated by 3.9% compared to the previous year. The U.S. says it is not backing the Israeli military advances into the city of Rafah. Israeli officials announced their troops are targeting 4 Hamas battalions occupying the city. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby.
Get an extended pause in place to bring the violence down to get people out and get aid in.
The White House announcing details of a proposed 6-week ceasefire in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got the only, the one and only, I should say, Bill Pascoe joining us this morning. Hey, Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, you know, terrific. Just kind of, you know, watching the circus go round and round, you know.
Well, you know, we got news out of New York yesterday.
Yeah.
The New York 3 special election concluded, and the Democrats flipped that seat back. That was a seat that was originally held by Tom Suozzi. Then he decided to run for the Democrat nomination for governor in 2022. He vacated the seat. That's when George Santos, the talented Mr. Santos, came in and was able to pull his magic act and get himself elected. So they held a special election. Of course, George Santos became only the 6th member in the history of the House of Representatives to be expelled.
Yeah.
And the first Republican, by the way, the first Republican ever to be expelled by the House of Representatives. So that happened in December. They held a special election, and the Democrats took that seat back last night. So that means that Speaker Mike Johnson's margin is one vote slimmer. It's now going to be 219 Republicans and 213 Democrats in the House.
Yeah. And keep in mind, you got, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who leaves early for God only knows why, and you know, vacates, you know, a Republican seat. I mean, it's like they're throwing all kinds of obstacles in front of the new speaker.
Yeah, you're right. We had Bill Johnson in Ohio retire early, leave the Congress so he could go become president of Youngstown State University. And so we've got a couple of vacancies there. You're absolutely right. Those are Republican seats. They will be filled by Republicans. Dollars to donuts. So when those special elections take place, the margin will grow again, and Speaker Johnson will have a little bit of extra legroom. But let's face it, the 2022 elections didn't go the way we thought they were going to go. The red wave was more of a red trickle, and the result is that we've got one of the historically smallest, tightest margins in the history of the House of Representatives. That means every major vote is a tightrope act for the speaker.
Right. Exactly. Well, and this you know, the midterm red wave that, you know, it's interesting. We come off a compromised election that we still have more questions than answers. There's been no true investigation of what happened in 2020.
That's right.
And you're going to tell me that, you know, the strategy that got them the White House, that some of those points were not exercised in the midterm election to stop the red wave. Because in all practicality, Bill, you know, the Democrats needed to be wiped out. There's no evidence. I mean, on every measure, on every matrix whatsoever, the Democrat Party, their ship was sinking. All but the captain had abandoned ship, and they end up surviving a midterm election. How do they do that when the economy is in a situation, it's in a free fall? You've got, and this is way even before Robert Herr's determination that the president of the United States was mentally deficient. You know, no big surprise there. You know, it's like, oh, well, thank God somebody finally opened their eyes, because everybody in the world knows that Joe Biden mentally is compromised. That's no big secret. So how did the Democrats, how were they able to do as well as they did in the midterm if there wasn't some shenanigans that were similar to what happened in 2020? That's my question.
I, that's a great question, and we don't have an answer to that yet. We don't have anybody even looking.
We don't want an answer. We don't want an answer for that, like we don't want an answer for 2020. You know, but yet you got 70% of the country going, no, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to talk about it in public. We're not going to have an argument over it because it's going nowhere. You're ideologically fixed. You believe that Joe Biden got 80 million votes. Well, if you want to believe that, we'll pretend. But meanwhile, the cost is dire. Look at where the country is right now. Thank you very much, because Joe Biden is president of the United States. And he has no right to be there other than the right that was established by the deep state and the establishment that appointed him and said that, you know, he's going to be the next president come hell or high water.
So can we talk about some good news for a change, Bill?
Okay,
The best news of the week was the announcement that Ronna McDaniel will be stepping down from the Republican National Committee
post. Has that been confirmed? Because I've heard her kind of mealy-mouthed about it, that, you know, she's kind of leaving, not leaving. But when I first read that, I said, well, you know, good God Almighty, free at last. You know, we're going to have somebody. I mean, because to me, the added punctuation is, here she is as the head of the RNC. I mean, how many special elections have we lost? I say we, the Republican Party.
Yep. Too many.
But so on the heels, I'm going to just real quick, because to me, this is the final exclamation point of her reign. You just lost George Santos' seat.
Yeah.
And I mean, somebody, that's unacceptable. You know, even the NFL, if you lose critical games, you don't have a job very long. But in politics,
right,
you know, you live another day, because you're doing the bidding of the powerful and the establishment.
All right, so here's the good news.
Go ahead.
Here's the good news. The announcement's been made that she's going to step down after the South Carolina primary. She's going to be replaced, most likely, by the chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, a guy by the name of Michael Whatley.
Right.
Apparently, President Trump has endorsed his own daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, to serve as the co-chair of the Republican National Committee.
Exactly.
And the most important news of all, and I can attest to this personally, what I'm about to say, the new chief operating officer, that is the chief staffer at the Republican National Committee, the guy who's going to actually make all the tactical decisions, is going to be a guy by the name of Chris LaCivita, who is right now serving as the co-campaign manager for Trump for president. He's been in that job for more than a year. Now, I've known Chris LaCivita. I've worked with Chris LaCivita for more than 30 years, going back to the early 90s in Virginia. He was the political director of the senatorial committee back in the 2002 cycle. He was the consultant behind Swift Boat Vets for Truth in the 2004 campaign that kneecapped John Kerry, you may recall.
Right.
Chris knows how to run a campaign. He knows how to move numbers. He knows what you should spend money on and what you shouldn't waste money on. And to have him as the COO of the RNC pleases me greatly. My confidence, I worked at the Republican National Committee 24 years ago when George W. Bush was running against Al Gore. You know, I was the press secretary. Our job was simple. We woke up every morning and we had one thought. How do I give Al Gore a poke in the eye with a sharp stick today? That's my job today. How do I give him a poke in the eye with a sharp stick? Chris LaCivita understands how to run a campaign against Joe Biden. And the fact that he's going to continue his job as co-campaign manager and be the COO at the RNC, I can't think of a better piece of news.
Well,
for those
of us
who want to see Joe Biden removed from office.
And let me remind people that what made the Bush campaign so effective was the tactics. Yes, it was, poking, Gore in the eye every day. I get that. But the other thing was that they knew how to accumulate votes. And this is something, that has astounded me, because since the Bush days, the tactics that were exercised during that period of time were brilliant. And it seems like after that, something got lost in translation. And maybe it's this one person who you know and you've worked with. Maybe he's the different agent, because meanwhile, it's like the baton was passed on, but it wasn't passed on to conservatives. Somehow the Democrats picked up on it. And what was exercised during the Bush years, the Democrats have become very effective in doing, right? I mean, some things illegal, I get that. But in terms of, getting the votes, this is what it's all about. We got to get the votes, and we got to make sure who counts the votes, right? As Joseph Stalin said.
That's it. That's it. Secure and win.
Yeah, and to me, losing New York, to me, that punctuates, Ronald McDaniel's career, in my humble opinion.
That's it. That's the end of her job.
Yeah, without a doubt.
She goes out with a whimper, not a bang.
Well, Bill Pascoe, you're awesome as always. We appreciate the insight from the Beltway, keeping us on top of what's going on with the establishment. Take care, buddy.
Flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I think you got to admit, it's been a rough week for the president and the Democrats. Robert Hur put in a report in black and white for all to see, as if we weren't seeing already, that we have trouble here in River City. We have a president who's mentally deficient. He can't remember. It's almost like Robert Hur used the James Comey, why I can't indict a Democrat or, you know, a standard bearer. Because of whatever reason. In this case, he's feeble and couldn't remember, and no, I guess, reasonable jury would convict the President of the United States. I mean, it's kind of goofy. But meanwhile, here we are for 9 months. This is who we're stuck with. And it's a tough spot to be stuck in, because if not Joe Biden, then you got Kamala Harris. I mean, whoa, Lord have mercy. So lots of problems, and as if that's not bad enough, you've got the impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas that's taking place as well, that took place. Well, the Vice President of Initiatives for Numbers USA, Jeremy Beck, is with us right now. Hey, Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Good to be back here.
Yeah, always good to have you here. So rough week for the president, and on top of that, you've got the Senate immigration deal that fails to measure up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a record number of illegal immigration over the past 3 years. This is all pretty transparent and was entirely predictable, even by the Biden administration's transition team. People may remember that Biden ran on overturning basically all of Trump's provisions at the border. But then when he got into the transition and his early days of his presidency, he started singing a little bit of a different tune. People can bring their minds back a couple of years, where he's telling the press, he said, look, we are going to overturn all this stuff, but we're going to have to go slow. We're going to have to be careful. We're going to have to make sure there are guardrails put up, because we don't want to have 2 million people at the border. That was because there were people inside the administration and inside the transition team who said, look, if you tear all this down, we are going to have a border crisis like we've never seen before. And so the rhetoric started to change, but the policies ultimately didn't. It didn't temper. And so what happened is there were no guardrails, and lo and behold, we got 2 million people at the border. And so fast forward to today, we've got a crisis that now everybody, including the Biden administration, the White House, the Senate, acknowledges is a crisis. And the question is what are we going to do about it? And what the Senate proposal, the immigration package, did is it was sold to the American people as a serious attempt to compromise on immigration policies and maybe not solve the whole border crisis, but to at least give the president new powers so that he could do what he now claims he wanted to do, which is to, you know, get control over the border, and they're going to give him these new powers. Well, it turns out that the bill, things got leaked from the bill early, and they indicated that, no, actually, those new powers were full of loopholes and actually were not going to be very effective. When the bill text came out, the text ended up being even worse than the things that were leaked. Not only are these new powers basically ineffective, but the bill sets minimums on illegal immigration. Minimums, not maximums, but right. Minimums. They, you have to, by law, admit at least 1,400 inadmissible aliens a day. That works out to 500,000 people a year. That's just the minimum. Of course, the bill itself would have created even more problems. So that's the political debate that we're having right now.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, I keep reminding people that, you know, we had this discussion and debate back in the 80s. And the Democrats went to, you know, then President Reagan, oh, please, just let us have, you know, the 3 million and we'll never come and talk about amnesty ever again. Well, you know, let's forget about that because they keep, you know, moving the goalpost and changing the rule of play here. And meanwhile, you know, the Republicans, you know, continue to pick up the ball. It's like leave it on field. It's done because, first of all, you know, you got to think about, you know, what Joe Biden is trying to do here. I mean, what is the real reason that he's lying to us and telling us that the borders are closed when they're open? What is the real motivation of why we want all these migrants that are coming in that aren't just migrants looking for a good job? And, you know, although that might be part of the story, but the majority, and I'd say probably at least 98% of those who are coming across the border, Jeremy, they're beholden to the cartels. And people keep forgetting this. They're not in a fair position to win here. They have to win based on the rules set by the cartel, not by the American people. And so they're beholden to the cartels doing their business, whether it has to do with drug running, sex trafficking, or any other nefarious thing that has nothing to do with our Constitution and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. So help me reconcile that.
There are winners and losers, and I think one of the unfortunate, inconvenient truths for our opponents on this policy debate is that these policies are enriching the cartels. They're part of the winners, and you know, the other thing, there's much been made say, all right, this border surge is actually great because it's expanding the economy because you've got all these, you know, you've got these millions of new people in here and they need things. They need food and water and housing and things like that. And that creates more economic activity. And this is unquestionably true to an extent. What they leave out is that, poor people in general, and whether they're Americans or legal immigrants or illegal immigrants, they're a net drain on the taxpayers. And that bill gets spread mostly to the cities and the states that have to deal with them and to their taxpayers and their communities, which is why, yes, there's more economic activity, but New York City is going bankrupt. Chicago is falling apart. Reports out of Denver are saying that their social services are basically collapsing because they cannot keep up with this. And people who live in these communities are being surrounded by tent cities. They're losing their public spaces, their public parks, their parks. And so it kind of comes down to money. I don't know if that's the motivation or not. I can't, it's above my pay grade to say what people's motivations are. But the result is that some people do make money off of this, and some of the people are involved in criminal organizations.
All the NGOs, look at how much money's going there. You talk about the cartels last year, just in sex trafficking alone, Jeremy, $13 billion windfall profit. They go, oh, Joe Biden, bitty, bitty good to the cartels. I mean, this is an abomination, what is happening to our country. We're $34 trillion in debt. I mean, basic math tells you, and in business, is that you got to look at what goes in and what comes out. What's the ROI? And the ROI, no bueno right now. We are paying, and we're paying through the nose. The taxpayer is paying through the nose for these illegal immigrants to come in, and a lot is going out. And this argument, oh, well, they pay taxes. No, you know, when they buy goods. Yeah, they're buying goods with our money, and the taxes don't even come close because they're not even paying state taxes, where there might be state taxes involved. They're not filing income taxes. I mean, this is ridiculous. This argument, but, you know, they just think that people don't understand math, but the mismanagement of our country is so egregious at every level because just, you know, going back to our first premise of the border being open, the way this being managed, I mean, you could not have a job in any company in America and continue to lose and hurt the organization to this level and be working beyond 6 months. You'd have been fired a long time ago. But meanwhile, here in this country, we have elections And we've got to put up with the results, painfully. Now it's going to be 4 years under Joe Biden. We went through this before under Barack Obama. Barack Obama didn't solve problems. He created more problems. But, you know, people want to forget that because, he's the first black president we've ever had. All honor and glory, you know. And it's like, let's be stupid just because the man is a man of color. And so, I don't care about the color, you know, content of characters, what you're producing. What is your merit? You know, based on the job that you have, the responsibility, what have you done for the good of America? And from Barack Obama to Joe Biden, we're getting the short end of the stick. And here America is in a lot of pain right now, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, credit cards. I mean, we've got bankruptcies starting to skyrocket. All this, the effect of these goofy policies brought to you by the Democratic Party. And this is, you know, you can say Joe Biden, and they're going to try and give you somebody else after Joe Biden. This is the Democratic Party, the in its entirety, that has put this upon the American people, in my humble opinion, Jeremy.
People have lost the thread to some degree. And speaking of the Democratic Party, Barbara Jordan, whose birthday is coming up next week, who chaired the commission for which Numbers USA was founded largely to push their recommendations, she warned, and she's not the only person who has warned, that when you don't have a credible enforcement policy, people lose faith in immigration itself, which is not something that we want in America or around the world. And she had a very simple yardstick to measure credible enforcement. She said credibility in immigration policy can be summed up in one sentence. Those who should get in, get in. Those who should be kept out are kept out. And those who should not be here will be required to leave. It sounds pretty simple. When you get this large bill where people say we're going to release it on one night, we're going to vote on it 48 hours later, and you're barely going to have time to read it, and there's all these loopholes and caveats and requirements, you know that we're losing the thread. And what
exactly
we want is we want our a straightforward system for us and the rest of the world that deprives the cartels of their business model, where it just does that, where it says, look, we set limits. If you don't make the limit, you don't get in. And if you break the limit, if you violate the law, you have to leave. It's not
exactly
punitive. It doesn't have to be mean-spirited. It's just about establishing credibility.
Why not? I mean, that is the first, Jeremy, I'll tell you, it's the first vision about immigration, you know, from an elected official that I've heard in recent time. You know, Donald Trump was cleared during his campaign in 2015 for the 2016 campaign and also in 2020. I'm glad Barbara Jordan has kind of summed it up in a very simplistic manner, right? I mean, this is what people can understand. This makes sense to the American people. The kind of stuff that we're getting from Mayorkas, who finally got impeached, and Joe Biden, it's gobbledygook.
She's given us the path forward, and hope people come to Numbers USA to help advance those policies.
Tell them the whole website so they know for sure, NumbersUSA.com,
click Take Action, and you'll be presented with a whole lot of opportunities to send messages to your members of Congress. And
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.